We are learning Mesechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that a person is allowed to make a geirul, a raffle, with his Bnei Beisai, to decide which portions to give to who. Zok the Gemara. It's a diak over here, and the Mishnah also says that if it's a big portion, a small portion, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos to make a raffle who should get the bigger portion or the smaller portion. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is a diak. It's mashma, this raffle, they're all equal, just one's like a top and one's a bottom, they're all equal portions. So then, you only can make this raffle with in bun of in. With other people not. You cannot do this raffle with other people. My timer, what is the reason like that? Why can't you make this raffle with other people? So the Gemara answers, we do almost more. People are eating together from one chabura. They're dorming together. Hamakpidim zazah, if they're the type of people who are makpid on each other for every little thing, that comes out, they're going to come to do certain isuri Shabbos. Oivrim mishomido umishom mishkol umishom minyan. They're going to be oiver for measuring on Shabbos, or weighing on Shabbos, or counting on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do those things on Shabbos. And if they're going to be so makbar on each other, they say, oh, you took three potato chips? Here's three cookies. And you'll be counting things and measuring things. Oh, this is, 2 ounces, 3 ounces. You'll come to isuri Shabbos. If people are so makbar on each other, come to isuri Shabbos. And you're also going to come to the oivrim umishom loivin apirim. We learned at the beginning of Perek, you're not allowed to tell someone halveni, and they're going to come to be over that by saying lashon hava because they're so makbid on each other, and also they're going to be makbid kedibre hillel and like hivra like come and test on base kedibre hillel af mushum ribis, they're going to be over on ribis also because they're so makbid. So when they lend you a piece of bread that was worth $3 and now went up in price, I'm going to be makbid. I'll give you more or less. They'll come to ribis also. So therefore, that this shouldn't happen, you're not allowed to make geirolos with people not your bnei beisai, because it's going to cause them to be makbid and be oiver different isurim. It's going to cause them to be makbid. Oh, that's what he said. You can't do geirolos with other people, not your own family. The same reason you shouldn't make geirolos with your own family. Also, they come to be makbid and be oiver all the isurim. So the Gemara, no, bnei beisai is different pshat. Hainu time kehu dam rav, don't hu dam rav. Mutul ahav is bono bnei beisai rivis. You're allowed to lend your children be rivis, kedei latimun tam rivis, to give them a taste of rivis. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, because really it's all his. We're talking about kids who are living by you. It's all your money. Since it's all your money, so whatever you give them, whatever you take back, it's all yours. So therefore, you could just do it to them to give them the taste of rivis, see how bad it feels. Therefore, they won't do it when they get older. So therefore, the same thing over here. Over here in our Gemara also, it doesn't pass the makbid and all these things because it's all his money anyway. So we're not worried if you make a girl that it's going to be, they're going to be makbid and shalavi, ayvi, surim, it doesn't pass. It all belongs to him. The noch shasha come the way, the portions, everything, because it all belongs to the father anyway. Right, the Gemara Kasha, then what's behind the other part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you can't do a mona gedolik de Gemara Katana. Yachi, mona gedolik de Gemara Katana, if it's a big portion, a small portion, also you should be allowed to do it. Nami, that should also be allowed. And the Gemara, you're right, that could be allowed also. And this is how you read the Mishnah. V'chsuri me'achsav, v'achakitani, this is the Mishnah says. Mephis Adam in Banov and Vesal Shulchan, you can make a geirul, a raffle with your children who are sitting by a table. I feel even a big portion and a small portion. My time I could do a rav, like Yehuda Rav says that people, all the children who are smuchim al shulchanai, they eat from your own money, don't shy love ribbis. But in Banov and Vesin, in Acherim Loi, other people, you can't do that. Even though money is shavus, even though equal money, it's my time. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, money gedolok nekneged. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Period. Like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that if you have a girl, you come to be makbid in each other, and it come to be oiver the isurim of mida mishka weighing. Therefore, with other people not part of your own family, now I'll do this raffle for. Now the Nara Lacha. Even b'chayil you can't do. Why not? That's an equal fair and square. Make a raffle. Not worry about any surim in the week. What issa could it be? Gemara says, "My time mishum kovya." It's an issa of kovya of gambling. The reason is why is mesachem kovya aser? So one of pshatamar because if you lose and you give away what you owe, it's really a smachta. You never really planned on doing that, and therefore it's like a form of gneiva. So we have a raffle on a big portion and a small portion. Let's say one guy has a large sesame chicken, one has a small sesame chicken. You have a raffle. Who should get it? What's going to happen is that the guy who had the raffle, he thought he's going to win. And now he's not really Michael. And therefore, it's going to come to Gzela. And therefore, even in the weekday, where it's not a shayla of being over a Mida, a Mishkal on Shabbos, even the weekday, you're not allowed to raffle off a Magdag and a Waktara because it's a shayla of Asmachta and it's a shayla of similar to Masachek Bekovya. Adkan, the second half of the Mishnah. Now Mark explains the last line of the Mishnah. It said there the allowed to raffle, make a raffle, a geirul for the portions of kachim on Yontif, but not on Manis. What does that mean? So, like we just explained, that's really an isser by Kahanim, they're not the one Bnei Beisai. It's really an isser to make a raffle on Shabbos or Yontif because there's a chash, maybe to come to weigh it and measure it. But when it comes to kachim, since you're allowed to be shecht kachim on Yontif, they allowed you to make the geirul. But my what says avloy al amonis? What does that mean? My avloy al amonis. Amar Rav Yaakov, Berei de Bas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, the son of Bas Yaakov, because he wouldn't want to say from his father, because his father wasn't such a chashuv person. So we say Berei de Bas Yaakov. What did he say? What does monis mean? Avloy al amonis. Mean avloy al amonis shachol. If you have yesterday's meat, then still give it today. It's talking shlom or it's talking shlom. Give it for 2 days and one night. So you didn't divide that yet. You're not allowed to raffle off yesterday's thing on Yontif. So Mar Pshita, it's not Sarach Yontif. We just said that really you're not allowed to do raffles on Yontif. The only reason they allowed it is because today the carbon is Deich Yontif. But yesterday's carbon is not Deich Yontif, so of course you can't do a raffle. The Gemara says, Mal time you would think, since there's a possible Amchak Rive Kayin, Kahanim are called merivim, that they fight very easily. So maybe shouldn't cause fights, they will allow a girl even on Shabbos, for this, afilo monos de chol nami, even monos of chol also would be mutter. Kamash malon, that's still also. If it's not tzarech of this carbon, it's also. Once you mention Rav Yaakov Bereda Bas Yaakov, when you mention another member of him, we're going to agar to the rest of the Amud. For Rav Yaakov Bereda Bas Yaakov, kol shechaver nenas al yodoi ing machlis nois mechzot shagaros baruch hu. Anyone whose friend gets a ignis because of him, Hashem expels him from his mechitza. And it's mavuya in the Rishonim, it's dafka if they daven, if the person davens that person should get an oynish. Someone's bothering, he says, you know, I daven, Reuven should get an oynish. If someone davens like that, it's not the right thing. If he davens like that, Hashem expels him from his mechitza. But no, where do we know this from? So I'm going to say, try a few options. Ilema, maybe it's from this passage from Chassid. This is a story that the Navi Michio came to Achav. Yaakov wanted to go to war, and together with the king Yehoshaphat of the Melech Yehuda, they wanted to go to war, and he wanted to know if this war will be Matzliach. And the Nevi Sheker told Achav that it will be Matzliach. The Nevi Sheker told Achav it will be Matzliach. Now, because of that, Achav went to war, and Yitaka got killed in that war. Now, who was Mefate, who made those Nevi'im say the Sheker? So it was something, Michio HaNavi was saying over what happened in Shemayim. Vayema Hashem, mi yifata es Achav, who's going to convince Achav to go up to Bayal, to go up to war? Vayipo Ramas Gil is going to fall in war, in the war. Vayema Zeh, one of the Malachim said, Bekoi, Bezeh, Mekoi, everyone had different ideas. All of a sudden, Vayetze HaRuach, Ruach came out, Vayam Vayam Hashem, Vayema Ani HaFetano, I'll take care of it. Vayema Hashem says, Eitze, go out, and that's also going out my mechitza. Vayisi ruach sheker v'pikol neviyav. You will be a ruach sheker and all the neviyah sheker. You see from here, the neviyah sheker had epis and nevuah. It wasn't just like it wasn't a real nevuah, but it was Mahashem that made him say it. And 400 neviyah sheker all told Achav to go to war, and because of that he died. Vayomer, this is the Vayomer tifata. Hashem said, go out and convince him. V'kam tucha yimastiach seva seikein. So this is that say where it's saying exhausted. The first one's about the Ruach came and said, I'll go out and be a Sheker, Fikon of Yehovah. Hashem says, go out, save, I say, I can do it. But I mean, my Ruach, who is this Ruach? Rav Yechon said, Ruach Shal Novos. There was someone called Novos HaIsraeli who had a field back in the day next to Achav. Achav wanted this very bad. He wanted this very badly. And Achav really wanted him. And Achav had him killed. They made up a story that he did something wrong and he was chayav skila. So Novos Israeli wanted to take revenge against Achav, and there was his ruach who came to say, I will be mefata. Well, might say, what does it mean by saying the pasuk that say? Amarav, tsei mechitzasi. Hashem said, go out of our mechitza. You are causing a inish to Achav, go out of our mechitza. So here's the makar that you see anyone who causes someone else to get an einish, they leave, they're expelled from the mechitza of a kares baruch hu, down from this psukim. So the gemara, no, it's not a raya. Gilma hasa v'ayin taima, dechsev, doive shkaram le'ikon. And the pasuk, let neged einai. I don't want people to say lies. And the ma'isa, Novi says really caused the Nevi'im to say a lie. He said he'd be matzliach. Maybe that's why he wasn't let in his mechitza, not because he caused someone else to get an einish. So tomorrow, Ella Mahacha from this pasuk, a different pasuk. This pasuk went Vuchanetzar, talking about the oinus that came out of the Vuchanetzar. Says Savata Kloy Mekavod, you will get much more embarrassment than Kavod. Shesei Gamata Va'Orel. And the Gemara explains what is the after of Gam Aral. The Gemara says the Shvata Kolay Mekavay is a Ruchanetza. That's a remnant of Ruchanetza. That he's going to get a very big embarrassment. We'll see at the end of the Amud a very big embarrassment he got. She say Gam Atova Aral is talking about Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo, who was the cause of the embarrassment. We'll see later on. The story was that Ruchanetza wanted to be with Tzidkiyo. He forced Tzidkiyo to be with him for Mishkav Zachar. And before they had a chance, Tzidkiyo's Arla got big 300 amas. He got very embarrassed from that. But still it says on that, say gamatava oral, that's a remnant to Tzidkiyo, that he also, gamata, he also would get an oinish. So you see, that someone gets an oinish, someone else gets a oinish. If Nebuchadnezzar got an oinish because of Tzidkiyo, it's a taina on Tzidkiyo. That's a raya. The one is not a raya either. Why not? Chada the kula krav Nebuchadnezzar, the whole pasuk of Nebuchadnezzar. The pasuk is saying is that he's the oral. Svata kolim kavod, and also shteyat gamatava oral. You're going to be b'zayin, going all on the Nebuchadnezzar, not going on Tzidkiyo. It's number one. Va'oid, Tzidkiyo tzadik, he was a tzadik. What should he do? Nebuchadnezzar was forcing him to Mishkazacha. He didn't do anything. He was oinus. It's not his fault that there's oinus to the Nebuchadnezzar. Don't have Yehuda, I'm a rab, b'shosha, because it's a rasha. When that Nebuchadnezzar, rasha, last is lazy tzadik, he wants to do something to the tzadik, kach, this would happen. We'll see in the Gemara what happens. You see, the Gemara calls Tzidkiyo a tzadik. So that can't be the pshat. That can't be the right. Samara says this is the final raya that someone who brings an einish onto someone else that gets expelled from the mechitza of a kares baruch hu. What is that? Ela mahacha. Pasuk like this: Gam an einish a tzadik le'tayv, to cause an einish to someone for a tzadik. It's not good. It's not good for the tzadik to cause someone to have an einish. And ve'in le'tayv ela ra. And we know le'tayv means it's a bad thing. And what it says by Ra, V'chsev ki loy kel chavetz ra'asha'at, aloy gur chara. It says by Ra, Hashem doesn't live with Ra, aloy gur chara. Tzadik at, Pshad, this pasuk like this, Tzadik at Hashem lo yogum lo gur chara. No one Ra is be with you. So once we say, Gam Einish Tzadik lo yotayv, which means that Einish for Tzadik is bad for him, for Einish on someone else, for the Tzadik it's not good, it's Ra. And it says lo yogur chara, so you see, he won't be in the Mechitz of Karish Baruch if he causes someone else Einish. Zog the Gemara Vaita. My mashma, the Mara will come back to Nebuchadnezzar soon. The Mara just says here, and the Mara will bring a raya for Nebuchadnezzar for the next thing also. My mashma hai chaloshim lishna de puruhu. It said in the Mishnah, matl chaloshim on kachim. So what does chaloshim mean? We touch, it means a girl. How do you know chaloshim means a loshim girl? So the Mara, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk about Nebuchadnezzar, about his mapala when he fell. Eich nefalta meshamayim, how did you fall from sky? Hillel ben shachar, which is, it means like a shooting star. You shooting star, how did you fall to the ground? Negat l'arj, you reached the ground. Chaylash al goyim. You were chaylash al goyim. What does it mean, chaylash al goyim? Here's Lashon Chaloshim. What's chaylash al goyim? Amar Rav Abuna, you know what this chaylash means? B'lavan shayim, matel pur. He used to make a goyrel al gedoyle malchus. He had a lot of captured ministers and kings in his castle, and he made a goyrel who he's going to be with every day. Leide Ezeb ben Yoymei shal Mishkav Zachar. Who's going to be with him for Mishkav Zachar that day? Uchsev, another pasuk says, Kol malchei goyim kulam. That's the end of the pasuk. And what it means is that after Nebuchadnezzar died, they finally got to be in the house themselves without this meshugan of Nebuchadnezzar. They got a chance to rest from Mishkav Zachar after he died. All the days of Nebuchadnezzar, no one in the whole world left. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk Nacha that when he died, Nebuchadnezzar died. Said Nachda shakta kol aretz pitzchurina. Their mouth opened with song. Mechlal the ad hashta lehavarina. There was no happiness in the world. Also, lama beis oyser rasha. A person, if he knows where the castle is of the rasha of the Nebuchadnezzar, you're not allowed to go to his home, his castle. Shenemar is in the pasuk that a klala about his makom dira. That says in that makom, we see irim yiraktu sham. Shadim are going to dance there. And if people come, they're going to chase away the shadim. Therefore, it's usher to go there because you're causing Hashem's klal to go away. This is the story you mentioned before, the Einish that happened to Nebuchadnezzar. This is it. When this Rosh Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be with Hizkiyahu the Mishka of Zacha, Nimshecha Arlosoi Shloish Meis Amma. His Arla got stretched out 300 Amas. It surrounded the whole entire dining room with all Will and Malachim was sitting. Went out of his bedroom into all the dining room. It was a major bizayim for him. Shinema Savata Koloi Mikovich Say Gam out of Arl, and Arl is the Gamatcha Shloish Meis Hava. Arl is Gamatcha 300. And the they bring down that even though usually 300 could be a guzma, but here it's just learned that from a gematria, therefore it's mamash kamin literally. This is how long his arla turned into. Another memra about Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Rabbi Dama, Rabbi Shoshi Yara, Oysa Rosh of Gehenim. When that Rosh of Nebuchadnezzar went to Gehenim, Rosh who called Yara Gehenim, all the goyim in Gehenim, Amru, Shem Olim Shaleim, Oba, maybe he's coming to overpower us again for Mishka Zacha. Oy, Shema Lichaleis, for Gemaisim Oba. Maybe he's coming to be sick like us, like he's just being Gehenim like us. Shanema says the pasuk. We see a remnant in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Gam ata chuleisa kamaynu elenu nimshalta." And when darshing is it chuleinu or nimshalta? Losha mashala b'moish on us. They weren't sure. Is he coming now to abuse us more, or is it he's coming like one of the people burning Gehenim? Goes to pasuk of Amro memina amta. You think you're going here for vacation? For ne'imus redav v'shkiva zareilim. Go down there and sleep with the Arelim, with the Rishon. And the post says further about Nebuchadnezzar. It says, Eich Shavas Neigeis. Shav Samed Hava. When he's talking about he fell down, it's saying that look how this ruler rested, and he rested from Medaheva. What does that mean? Oh, Udama Rav. Shav Sumazu. Sha'amra, this Uma that was saying, Medoid Vahave, measure the gold and bring it. That's what Medaheva stands for, Shavas. They were rested. They were put down for good. The Umar had said, ma'oid ma'oid hevi v'loy mida. Bring a lot without mida. That's what it means, Medaheva, bring a lot b'mida. Just bring as much as you could. That's a remez to Medaheva. Then the last thing about Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk says, that you know, it's brought down that Nebuchadnezzar in the Pasuk Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years turned into an animal. He was a king, he turned into an animal for 7 years, and then he was returned back to a person. And he says to himself that when I got back to my koiches, my machus was even stronger than before. Revu yatira savasli. I got bigger gedula. What does that mean? Oh, we don't ravi yirava. Malameid, sharachav. You know what his mode of translation was? Sharachav al arizacha. He rode on a male lion, the kosher tanin veroshe. He tied for his for the harness, for the. He had a snake for the whip, for the string that was tied to the neck of the Ari was a snake. You even gave me the Chayas Soda to be a Moishalon, to be a ruler of. That's what how Koyach Nebuchadnezzar was. Obviously, Nebuchadnezzar was a huge Rasha, but he wasn't a Pasha to Rasha. He had a certain Shaykhis, he had certain Koyachis that were unbelievable. But Lamaisa, look at the riches he caused in Nebuchadnezzar.